Back here on Regional Radio, Sean Malone. I'm now joined by Garrett Jackson. He's the valedictorian for South Iron School District. So, Garrett, first and foremost, congratulations to you. And what was the first thing that crossed your mind when you found out you were going to be named the valedictorian?
I would say the first thing that crossed my mind would just kind of be gratitude, because I've worked really hard for this, and it was my final goal. That was my goal throughout my high school career, was to work my way up to being the valedictorian. And so when they told me that I was going to be it, I was just very happy.
Well, certainly goal achieved. And would you have settled for anything less? Would you have been a little hard on yourself had you not finished in the top two as the valedictorian, salutatorian, or even lower?
Yeah, I'd probably been really hard on myself, because throughout high school, the mentality I had was, don't settle for anything less than the best.
That's definitely a mentality that'll get you far. Are you involved in anything in school or outside of school, clubs, sports teams?
Yeah, in school, I was the president of our senior beta club and our student council. I was president of both of those. And then I was a member of the basketball team, and I ran cross country this year.
And in the beta club, did you take part in any of the competitions against other schools?
Yeah, when we went to our national convention, I tried out for their talent show.
What's your talent?
I sing.
Oh, okay. Nice. What kind of song did you sing?
I sang Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Absolute classic. Good choice.
Yeah, I'm an 80s kid. I like that kind of music.
Hey, you can't go wrong with 80s classic rock. How did you manage time to balance doing all those clubs and sports as well as maintain a high GPA?
Very minimal sleep. Throughout the regular school year, when I had nothing going on, it was pretty easy to go home after school, get your homework done. But as a basketball player, from the months of November to March, there is no sleep in your future.
Well, no sleep.
You have basketball, and then you go home and do your homework, and you look at the clock, and it's like 2 a.m., and you're in bed at 2 a.m.
You mentioned no sleep and minimal sleep. That's how you got by. It sounds like you're already ready to go for college. Where will you be going to college?
I will be attending MAC in the fall.
All right, and do you know what you plan on majoring in?
I'm going to major in education, because I want to be a teacher, and then a principal, and then superintendent.
Is there any specific subject you want to teach, or a grade level?
I know for sure that I want to teach high school, and the subjects I'm thinking about are maybe social studies, and I'm actually looking at maybe special ed.
And do you plan to do a four-year program at MAC, or go 2 years and then transfer somewhere else?
I'm going to go 2 years at MAC, but then transfer to Central Methodist University, which is on MAC's campus. So I will still be going to MAC, but I'll be going on a different school at MAC.
Well, Garrett, congratulations to you. Any final thoughts with graduation right around the corner?
Well, we actually graduated last Saturday, or 2 days ago.
Oh, you already did graduate. Congratulations, then.
Well, thank you very much. And it's all gone by way too fast, that's for sure.
Is there anyone you want to thank?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I want to thank my mom and dad. They put up with a lot with me over the years, always going to sports stuff and helping me out with my homework late at night. And they were, this, me graduating a valedictorian is just as much their win as it is mine.
Well, Garrett, you're a good kid. You're a funny guy, and it sounds like you got a bright future ahead of you. So congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.
No problem. We'll be right back on Regional Radio.